out last year when I talked to you that you guys exist and the good work you're doing. I mean, it's the secret good work that we need. So explain to everybody what you guys do.
Yeah. Well, I'm very glad that I exist too. So and so, so are my children, actually. But so Cloud Security Alliance, we're a global not-for-profit organization, and we're focused on really increasing the security baseline of the entire industry. We really do feel like it's going to be someone in our industry that's literally going to save the world, as most of our problems are going to cyber. But we do research for best practices for securing cloud computing, IoT. We're moving into artificial intelligence, a lot of different areas.
Third party, y'all are doing stuff around third party.
Yeah, it really becomes not a single company can do security anymore. And so much of an organization, you need to understand, you don't know where your servers are anymore, you don't know where your endpoints are anymore. It is third parties, it's the providers that actually are doing a lot of your security. So we got to understand the shared responsibility.
And your organization goes around all around the world.
Yes.
And gets volunteers,
yes.
Which is another thing I find absolutely amazing, to gather the data, do the research, become a library depository for things where people can say, let me go find out about that. And so you kind of have a 30,000-foot view of what's going on. And the analogy I make is I've interviewed 400 people, and I know a little bit about what those 400 people know, which is a lot of stuff, right?
Yep.
And so you're kind of like that, where you're gathering this. You're becoming a general knowledge of everybody. And the key to saving us could be right there with all your data. That's the, I believe it, 100%.
It is sort of a big data analytics thing when you think about it, because we do have about 86,000 individual members. And when you hear someone in China and someone maybe on Wall Street that are talking about the same denial of service issue, then it kind of gives us some focus on, hey, here's what's going to hit us next, because we got to solve tomorrow's problems. And so to understand that, and then we do get people collaborating around the world that are working on the same research project, the same identity management issue, that sort of thing.
So, and collaboration is key in our industry. You know, why reinvent the wheel? Why do something harder when you have resources at your hands and people that are fighting that same fight?
We still need to work on that, because there still is a lot of this mentality of, I don't want to share what's happening inside my company.
Oh, yeah.
And this
yeah.
idea of like a private fire department, that used to be the case, that companies would hire a fire department and the building next to them would burn down because, hey, I'm not responsible for that.
Yeah.
We still do that in information security. And so we're trying to encourage a lot more, not only sharing best practices, but sharing some of the bad things that happen, maybe discreetly. So there's still work we need to do there, but things are moving so fast. Technology's moving so fast. You don't have months and months to decide, hey, am I going to use this cloud service or not? You've got days, hours, and so we have to move more quickly.
But aren't you agnostic? I mean, if information comes to you, shouldn't that be available to everybody? Or do people withhold giving you information so it becomes a silo?
Yeah, there is sort of this catch-22 on is withholding certain information, am I gaining some strategic advantage? Like if I know that perhaps one of my competitors is getting hit or is getting ready to be hit by a hacker, maybe that's going to benefit my bottom line. That's not the right thing to do,
though,
in the long run, because eventually you're going to get hit as well. So we try to preach, because we're a nonprofit, it's this sort of this community goodwill and the corporate social responsibility also to information security and building these practices and working together.
So I'm a company, I'm an enterprise or a small, medium business. How do I get involved with Cloud Security Alliance, either through a membership or access to your data or volunteer? How does that work?
Yeah, so you go to cloudsecurityalliance.org. We make all of our research freely available. We have a lousy business model in that sense, although we do have a corporate membership as well, so organizations can sort of promote their brand with us, do webcasts together, get some additional training. So we do have that. It's available at our site, but we just want people to use our research, standardize on it, and you know, let's all work together.
Now, what keeps Jim Rivas awake at night? What do you worry about?
Well, I think that we have such growth, keeping up with the growth. People don't know where their servers are anymore with cloud. With IoT, people don't know where the endpoint is anymore. And we're not getting enough people in the industry. And so we have a scale issue. So I have this idea, this concept of what is self-driving information security. Not that we're going to get rid of people, but that the same disruption that's happening in transportation and other places, it's certainly going to happen. And a lot of the jobs we're doing today, they need to get automated just because
autonomous security state.
Yes, exactly. Huh. Yeah. Sort of like Uber, but hopefully
you
with.
Heard it here first, guys. Exclusive coming at you.
So we need to work on that. Artificial intelligence is certainly a big piece of it. Autonomics, blockchain. I think if we put some of these concepts together, I have no doubt. It may take a few years. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to still need the people, but they're going to need to be doing much different jobs than they're doing today.
Wow. Jim Rivas, cloudsecuritylines.org. Check them out on the web. Good people doing good work.
Yeah.
And I might call up and try and volunteer.
Right.
Same here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important. Back in a minute here on SecurityGuyTV.com, I have the same business model Jim does. We don't make any money, but we try to get information out to you guys, so pay attention, and we'll have the next interview in a few minutes. Thanks for tuning in. All right. Miss Producer, we're out.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. All right.
Yes, well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Jim. I really appreciate it. Good work.
I didn't.